Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 120, Perek Kufchaf, Shir HaMa'alos. We are about to begin what many find the chapters of Tehillim most meaningful and memorable, the 15 Shir HaMa'alos. Radak quotes from Chazal that there were 15 steps in the Beis HaMikdash leading up to the Ezras Yisrael. And on each of these steps, the beautiful choir and orchestra of Levium would stand and sing the Shir HaMa'alos, one perek each step. That these are the Shir HaMa'alos, the songs of ascent, the songs that teach us how to ascend, how to grow. Songs that express our deepest dreams and hopes for our own journey of growth, for our nation, and for the future. In fact, Radak also tells us that these are the songs that we, the Jewish people, will sing on our way back up to Jerusalem, and that deep in these songs are our she'ifos, our aspirations as exile Jews, to always remain striving, growing people, both individually and nationally, to strive and push beyond our environment. 15 songs that cry out, there's more to life. Don't get distracted. Don't get discouraged. We will go home. We will ascend. The number 15 always represents the concept of striving towards excellence and even higher, towards perfection. Sefer Yeshayah, chapter 26, verse 4 writes, Ki b'ka Hashem tzor olamim, that with ka, with the yud and hey, Hashem created world. The letter yud with the numerical value of 10, and the letter hey with the numerical value of 5. Chazal teach us in Gemara Yerushalmi Tractate Chagiga that this verse is expressing the concept that Hashem created two worlds, the world represented by yud, which is the world to come, when we will experience Hashem fully and completely, and the world of He, this world of Olam Hazeh. The shape of a He actually provides us with an image that depicts the reality of this world. There is space at the bottom. People can, with their choices, absolutely self-destruct and be lost, but there is space near the top for those who desire to return and come back. These two worlds do not exist in their own vacuum. They work in harmony. It is only through actualizing ourselves in this world that we earn Olam Haba, the next world. And it is, of course, the reality of Olam Haba and our belief in it that makes it worth the effort. And so, this partnership of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, Yud and He, this world and the next, and the numerical value of 15 that becomes the symbol of perfect. We have examples of this. We have the 15 words of praise in Yishtabach of Hashem. We have 15 blessings of praise that we say in the morning, the Berachos HaShevach. 15 words of praise in Emes V'Yatziv. And our commentaries talk about the 15 years that our forefathers were alive together. All seem to be rooted in this pasuk of Ki B'ka Hashem Tzor Olamim, which brings us back to our topic. The 15 chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, each one with its own unique message, but all focused on ascent and striving ma'alos, to raise us higher. And as the Radak reminds us, even and especially through our exile, we never stop this journey up. We will therefore study these chapters for themes of perfection and themes of striving as a roadmap to help us navigate through this exile and take us home. The very first of these, chapter 120. Verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos El Hashem, B'tzarasa li karasi vaya'aneni. A song of ascents. In my distress, I called unto Hashem, and he answered me. Hashem, this is my way. When I am in trouble, I always call out. Verse 2. Hashem, Hatsila nafshi misfas sheker milashon rumia. Hashem, deliver my soul from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. So the Malbim explains that there is a distress that is so difficult and consequential that I can't wait until it actually arrives. I need to call out now in advance. And that is the trouble of lying lips and a deceitful tongue. We live in a time when it is common to hear phrases like, it's only words, words don't matter. David HaMelech reminds us here, as in so many other places, of the truth that words can hurt and harm and have catastrophic results. They can ruin someone's reputation or someone's life. They can start a war. In fact, in David HaMelech's own personal life, slander and rumors about him forced him to be a fugitive, robbed him of his marriage, and almost cost him his life. Verse 3. What shall be given to you, and what shall be done more unto you, you deceitful tongue? In Gemara Arachin, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Yossi ben Chisma in explaining this verse. Hashem said to the tongue, because of your potential to cause menace and harm, I have created you differently. I have put you inside rather than out. I have made you lying down and not standing up. And I have enclosed you with two fences, two cages, lips and teeth. What more can I do? If they are not sufficient guards, then what is? What else can be given to you? The Malbim explains on this verse that whenever we sin, there is some benefit that we are seeking. Otherwise, why would we do it? Whether the sin is robbery, illicit relationships, or even murder, there is a benefit the sinner is seeking. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Ein Adam Chote Velo Lo. Man does not sin, but in his own assumed self-interest. And so David HaMelech cries out and says, but slander? Lying tongue? What makes this avira even harder to understand? Is there is often nothing I am personally gaining from spreading hurtful, deceitful words. So why are you doing it? Verse 4. Chite gibor shinunim im gachalei resamim, sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of broom. And the damage is real, and the damage is great. Words can be compared to an arrow shot from such a distance, but when they reach their mark, they kill. The parable we would employ today would probably be a missile. Activated by the pressing of a button even thousands of miles away, and causing catastrophe, death, and so much pain. Is that so different than saying a few words of slander or even posting it on social media, and as it gets forwarded and forwarded, it travels at lightning speed across miles and populations? And then, gachalei resamim. What is unique about these coals is that the embers remain burning far after they are put out. And certainly that is true of speech. They can feel hurtful and still cause damage decades after they are first stated. In Parshas Vayetze, when Hashem speaks to Yaakov Avinu for the first time, he introduces himself as the God of Avraham, your father, the God of Yitzchak. Commentaries ask, why Avraham your father? Avraham was in fact his grandfather. Yitzchak was his father. Kliyakar answers that when Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak, rumors began to spread that Yitzchak was in fact the product of the one night that Sarah had been kidnapped by Avimelech, the king of Gerar. That Yitzchak was in fact the child of Avimelech and not of Avraham. And now, two generations later, Yaakov, the grandson, still needs to be reassured. Avraham is indeed your grandfather. You are Avraham's grandson. Wow, the damage of words. Verse 5. Oyali kigarti meshach, shachanti imale kedar. Woe is me that I sojourn with meshach, that I dwell beside the tent of kedar. The commentaries on this pasuk remind us that this chapter speaks of the Jew in exile. And so this goes beyond personal pain. The Jewish nation has been entrusted with the word of Hashem, the word of truth, but oy, we have lived so long in environments of falsehood that Meshech actually means long lasting. If this exile has lasted so long, Rabas Shachnala Nafshi im Sone Shalom, my soul has so long had her dwelling with him that hates peace. Ani Shalom, Bechia Daber. I am all peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Here, the connection is made between truth, that has been the theme of this parak, and peace. When you are dealing with absolute truth, then absolute peace is also possible. We say, Oseh Shalom b'Momav, Hashem makes peace in the heavens. Although the role of each of the angels is so distinct, so diverse, and often contradictory to the mission of others, in the heavens there is still peace. How? Because there is truth. In the heavens, it is about absolute truth in the service of Hashem, not for ulterior motives, not for personal agendas. When it is truly about serving Hashem, peace is possible. And so we conclude the first of the chapters of the 15 Shir Hamalos, and we conclude it with truth, and we conclude it with peace, and a prayer that we hold on to this truth and peace as we make our way back home out of exile. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.